Earlier this month, WFHB reported on a lawsuit filed by a developer against the Ellettsville Plan Commission. Today, correspondent Jared Dill brings the in-depth story behind the lawsuit and what it says about the differences between Bloomington and Ellettsville.
Most people who call Bloomington home are familiar with the regular pattern of development. A developer submits a plan to build a new apartment building, the surrounding residents come out and complain, a few token changes are made to the design, and in the end, the developer gets their way. More apartments are built, usually aimed at students, and the neighbors go on with their lives. But right up the road from Bloomington, a very different story is playing out. A developer is suing the Ellettsville Plan Commission for putting the brakes on an apartment complex they want to build on the western outskirts of the town. The complex borders Litton Estates, a recently built subdivision of single-family homes. The developer, Ellettsville-based Quality Realty and Development, wants to build a high-density complex of around 70 units, a number that was slightly reduced in a later plan. After months of plan commission meetings and several revisions to the design, the commission shut down the project. Almost immediately, the developer responded by filing a lawsuit. Under Indiana law, developers can seek a judicial remedy if they feel that local authorities have treated them unfairly. We contacted Kevin Tolodi, director of planning for the city of Ellettsville. While he did not want to speak on the radio about the case, he did refer us to the official findings of the Plan Commission regarding the development. The commission declared the apartments to be incompatible with the surrounding housing based on the topography of the land, insufficient traffic access, and insufficient visual screening. However, the commission did acknowledge that the proposal satisfied the town's technical requirements under the town code. The developer called this decision arbitrary and capricious in their lawsuit. They say the Plan Commission used the landscape topography as an excuse to deny the development, even though the town code has no requirements regarding topography. The developer also accuses the Plan Commission of denying their project and then immediately discussing changes to the town code that would have retroactively justified that decision. Though there was discussion of changes to the town code at the meeting where the project was denied, no actual changes were finalized. Around 24 residents of Litton Estates turned out at the Plan Commission meetings to voice their concerns about the apartments. They're concerned about traffic, safety for their children, property values, and the visual impact of putting an apartment building on a hill overlooking the neighborhood. Andrew Zellhoff is a biology professor at IU and a resident of Litton Estates. He's been following the project from the beginning and is happy with the Plan Commission's decision to deny the new apartment complex.
So what's really nice to see is that our Planning Commission is actually taking an active role. They're not just, for instance, why have a Planning Commission if all you need to do is make sure things meet some technical merits? You know, okay, fine, check boxes, then why even meet? I really much actually appreciate and got a better appreciation of the Planning Board Commission that they're looking at every, decision on how it's going to impact Ellettsville and what Ellettsville themselves have come up and say they want Ellettsville to be. There was a, town survey, I think maybe just a year ago that was taken, and clearly the overwhelming opinion of that was we don't want to become like Bloomington. We like the small town feel. We like to maintain that. And so I think the Planning Commission, has within their power to, decide about density issues. How is it compatible with the surrounding issues, with the surrounding community? And I think our Planning Board is doing a very good job of that, actually, projecting why people came to Ellettsville in the first town, or what they like about Ellettsville.
Zellhoff's experience with the Plan Commission highlights an important difference between Ellettsville and Bloomington. Compare the Litton Estates situation to the approval process for Echo Park, an apartment complex on the south side of Bloomington that was started in 2015. Neighbors had many of the same concerns: visibility, traffic, property values. Several members of the Bloomington Plan Commission said they had no choice but to approve Echo Park because it met all of the city's technical requirements. They approved it even though they personally felt that the development did not fit the community. In a story we did last year about Echo Park, residents who lived next to the proposed location said the Bloomington Plan Commission basically told them tough luck. This is one of the residents who spoke with us for that story.
I think it's unfortunate because it was already zoned for multifamily housing, and as the Planning Commission was voting just, a little over a week ago, most of them stated at the end that they really don't think this is the right place for this project. This woods doesn't need a high-density apartment complex. However, it's already been zoned for it, and because the developers are meeting all of the codes, they didn't feel like there was anything they could do.
Many in Lytton Estates accuse the developer of ignoring their concerns and doing nothing to compromise. In the Echo Park case, several changes were made to the design to attempt to assuage residents' concerns about drainage and visibility. But Quality Realty and Development has so far done very little to modify the design, and what they have changed has mostly been in response to specific technical demands from the Plan Commission, such as adding emergency vehicle access. Andrew Zellhoff says many residents are okay with the land being developed, but the developer is unwilling to compromise on any aspects of the plan.
I said the developer did not take any opportunity to really work with us. You read the lawsuit, and it looks different. And he really didn't want to compromise whatsoever. We're not against that land being developed. We know that land is, you know, rated commercial. That decision was made back in 2008 when there was probably only 5-6 homes in the community, so no one attended the Planning Board Commission that day to voice any concern about that. But in any case, we're not against developing that. We want to at least work with the developer to make something compatible that keeps the feel of the community we have and strengthens the community we have. But the developer in this case does not want to work with us whatsoever.
Another angle to this story is the developer itself. The firm behind the Echo Park project, HM Mack, is an established presence in Bloomington with several apartment complexes already complete. Quality Realty and Development is a much smaller company run by Jill and Joe Smith. Jill Smith is a realtor who, up until now, has mostly dealt in single-family homes. Lytton Estates resident Nate Myers has real concerns about the Smiths' ability to build and operate a high-density apartment complex.
But the real issue is, through the course of this plan, I don't think the developers have done a great job in alleviating the concerns of the neighborhood specific to the economic viability of their endeavor. In fact, I think their responses, on the contrary, have only added to increase our fears. We've given them the opportunity to provide us with their market analysis, their break-even occupancy rates, et cetera. I think at the very least we want to know that they're thinking about these things and have a high level of assurance that their business will thrive and be a good neighbor to our area. And unfortunately, at every turn, I think their responses have created the perception that they just haven't really thought about that and they don't have the bandwidth to make a serious go at this endeavor. And that's really my perception. I don't know that that's reality, but that's the perception.
Unless the city of Ellettsville decides to settle and compromise with the developer, the next step in the case will be the city's lawyers and the developer appearing before a judge to argue the case. So what accounts for the difference between this case and the development experience in Bloomington? Why was the Ellettsville Plan Commission willing to stop the developers when Bloomington residents with very similar concerns about the Echo Park development were ultimately told to accept it? The most obvious explanation is the ideological difference between the two cities. Ellettsville places a high value on their small town feel, a phrase that appears repeatedly in the town's growth plan. Myers and Zellhoff both stated that even though they work in Bloomington, they were drawn to living in Ellettsville because of the small town aesthetic. This is still a major selling point for the town. Additionally, Quality Realty and Development is a very small company without much experience in the apartment game. Developers in Bloomington tend to know the system. They know the technical requirements, they know the perspectives and ideologies of the City Council and the Plan Commission, and they know how to offer some modest compromises to get their plans approved. Lawsuits by developers against the city are relatively rare. Finally, there is an uncomfortable socioeconomic angle to the comparison between Echo Park and the Lytton Estates apartments. Lytton Estates is a very nice neighborhood. The first phase of construction included many custom-built homes, and the minimum price for houses in the neighborhood right now is around $220,000. The residents include IU professors, engineers, and other professionals. One resident brought academic papers to a plan commission meeting to demonstrate multifamily housing's effect on property values. By comparison, the neighborhood bordering Echo Park was older, with lower property values and more working-class residents. At the time of this story's airing, the town of Ellettsville has been served in the case and has chosen an attorney. No judge or court date has been assigned. We made several attempts to contact Quality Realty and Development for this story, but did not receive a response. For WFHB News, I'm Jared Dill.